In this country, the presidential candidates have held the last debate that will focus directly on Iraq. That happened on Friday. The third and last presidential debate takes place on Wednesday in Arizona. It will focus on domestic policy. And as that debate approaches, most public opinion surveys show the candidates tied. Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
So the subject matter of the next debate is domestic policy, but the Bush administration is focusing this week, at least right now, on terrorism.
Because of an article in yesterday's New York Times magazine, an article about John Kerry and his views on foreign policy, particularly terrorism, where the Democratic candidate said, and I'm quoting, "We have to get back to the place where we were, where terrorists are not the focus of our lives, but they're a nuisance." And he goes on to compare it to prostitution, illegal gambling, organized crime. The Bush forces immediately cut an ad ridiculing that, accusing Kerry of having a pre-September 11th mindset, of not being willing to take on the terrorist. And it's very much in the president's interest to try to keep voters focused on the issue of terrorism, because that is absolutely the cornerstone of his entire reelection campaign. It is the issue where he continues to best Kerry in the double digits. The other issues are much more problematic for him.
And that being the case, will Kerry have an opportunity, if he wants to change the subject back to domestic policy, given that that's the subject of the debate this week?
Well, certainly. Now, he has already tried to engage on the other big issue, which is Iraq. And the president, of course, tries to tie it to terrorism. The voters are not quite so sure. But that is a mixed bag. The reactions to the two candidates on Iraq seem to go back and forth depending on what's happening on the ground that day. But even on domestic issues, Steve, Kerry doesn't have a slam dunk. He does certainly do better on those issues than on anything else, particularly on the issue of health care and to some degree on the issue of jobs. But the Bush campaign clearly is bringing back out the liberal label and saying for the last several weeks we've heard that Kerry was a flip-flopper. Now the Bush campaign says, no, well, there's one place, however, where he is consistent, and that is he is consistently liberal. Mm. We'll see if that works.
So the polls are tied now. They were tied a few months ago. In the intervening months, they've gone up, they've gone down. Are there actually voter groups that are shifting from one candidate to the other?
The two groups that you see that are really kind of moving around, and they're big groups, are married women, which is the majority of female voters, and white Catholics, who are about a quarter of the voting population and who have gone with the winner in the last number of elections. John Edwards, the Democratic vice presidential candidate, has been out very prominently in the last few days trying to appeal to women. And the question of how white Catholics are going to go is something neither candidate really knows. And with everyone so tied on these big issues of Iraq, terrorism, the economy, it's possible that some of the wedge issues like abortion, stem cell research, gay marriage will play a role at the presidential level. That's unusual, but it's possible that it will happen in a year like this. And that can cut different ways with different constituencies. Married women might be more pro-stem cell research, white Catholics more against abortion.
Anything can matter in a race like this when it's this close. Thanks very much. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joining us, as she does every Monday here on Morning Edition.